No, anything. I can't fix anything.
If anybody knows the secret to a coffee machine back there, please speak up.
I think it's not even plugged in.
That's a problem.
Oh, it is? Well, when I saw it, it was. All right.
One of you guys in the peanut gallery can sit up here. And there's two seats up here. Appropriately.
Thank you for your concern.
Well, it's always troubling to me when I can't see Kevin. So.
It's all right.
Kevin is hiding behind. Not you. He's hiding behind
Wade.
You can't see half the people that are listening to this thing anyway.
I don't. That's not my business. Oh. Who called this meeting? And why are we studying Ecclesiastes? Just quick review. The five scrolls, they're called the five scrolls, but they're called the Megillah. And from this is where we get the expression, the whole Megillah. And the Megillah were so important in the temple service at the time of Christ that everything stopped so that you could hear the Megillah. And they correspond and were read in the feast year over and over and over every year. And this book, the book of Ecclesiastes, was read at a particular time. It was read on the seventh day of the Feast of Tabernacles. And in order to enter the eighth day of the feast, or the wedding supper of the Lamb, you have had to have perceived and understood and been apprehended by that which is spoken of in Ecclesiastes. That vanity of vanity, all is vanity and vexation of spirit. And this is the message that John the Baptist tried to get. Bring forth fruit necessary for repentance, because everything is vain, empty, futile from the economy of God. So it starts out in the first book of the first scroll of the Megillah is the book of Esther. And Esther is the only book in the Bible where the word God is not mentioned. And it's read exactly 30 days, or one full cycle, before Passover. And its purpose is to show us that God is always working in our lives and always working in the universe. And it doesn't matter what anything looks like, he's working. And 30 days later, on the Feast of Pentecost, it's an eight-day feast, and the intervening Sabbath, you read the Song of Solomon. That's the betrothal of the bride of Christ to Christ. And betrothal is a legal term. You're under the same obligations in betrothal as you are in marriage.
That was on Passover?
That's on the intervening Sabbath on the day of Passover, on the between the intervening of the 8 days of Passover is what I'm trying to say. Then the next Megillah is read on in the middle of the summer on the Fast of Ab. It's to ensure the next Megillah is read on Pentecost, excuse me, which is the beginning of the summer. And that's the book of empowerment. And it's the book that whereby we define what redemption is. So you don't spend your life trying to be acceptable to the near kinsman who has the right of first redemption. Then the empowerment of the Holy Spirit.
Book of Ruth, is it?
The Book of Ruth. Didn't I say that?
No.
Well, I'm
helping you out.
He's helping me out. I need all the help I can get.
For our listeners, it's in the outline. Outline.
What outline? Then on the Fast of Ab, the Book of Lamentations is read to show further the futility of human effort. And then finally, on the seventh day of the Feast of Tabernacles, the Book of Ecclesiastes is read so that you can participate in the eighth day feast. Now, we've been studying the Book of Ecclesiastes every year for all these years, but we've never finished, which sort of says something about our capabilities.
You invited him to move up.
Yeah, would you change seats with Anthony? No. So finally, then the marriage supper of the Lamb can come. The bride has prepared herself. The bride has made herself ready. Why? How? What did she do? She run around and do all kinds of stuff? No, she just simply recognized the futility and emptiness of all human effort. And that's what was necessary to bring forth fruit necessary for repentance. And that's the whole Megillah. The fullness of the gospel is in the Megillah. Yesterday we studied the Shema, or the Shema, or however you pronounce it, to further emphasize what the Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. Hear and understand. That the word, it has to be as a frontlet between your eyes and as a the word on the phylactery on your hand and on your doorpost, so that you, nothing without or within, ever changes from the standpoint that it's finished. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ, and if you believe that he is the Christ, that doesn't mean you're big enough to acknowledge he exists. It means that he is the Christ, that you've been perfected by one offering, that all things are finished. That you need nothing. So that's when you understand and see that, and then your work will stop, because you've seen the futility of the constant boiling of the waters to never being at rest. So that's the preamble to where we are today. So let's go to Ecclesiastes 5.
Did Harry already leave?
Harry left. Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they consider not that they do evil. The bottom line is, when you went to the temple, you couldn't go with the intention of going anywhere else. You went to the temple without the intention of doing anything else. by the act of going into the temple, you acknowledge it is finished. And now it's even more so because we enter the temple of the New Jerusalem and it is totally finished. And we take our rightful place by the work of Christ on the mercy seat, under the wings of the cherubim, totally at rest. And you never leave that place ever again. There's no excuse except stupidity. Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and thou upon the earth. Therefore let thy words be few. Well, that sounds like you're supposed to, you know, govern yourself and put a governor in what you say. How do you let that happen? You let it happen by understanding the futility of your thoughts. Then your thoughts will be few. All right. For a dream cometh through the multitude of business, and a fool's voice is known by the multitude of words. It probably doesn't need any explanation, doesn't it? Let me just give you some of the fool's voices in the scripture, though. It says, for a dream cometh through the multitude of business, and a fool's voice is known by his words. All the pains of the generation of the flood that preceded the flood of Noah pained the Lord, because they said, what is the Almighty that we should serve him? But that's what they were saying to God. But the voices they heard were, the voices they were saying to each other were, we've got our own things to do. We've got our business to take care of here. Didn't matter what they said their religion was. And then the generation of the dispersion in the Tower of Babel. Let us make a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the earth. In other words, instead of being in the rest, let us make a name for ourselves. Instead of seeing the completion that the sin offering is lieth at the door, let us make a name for ourselves. In other words, spiritually what you're doing is constantly, instead of just waiting on him in total dependence, you're constantly trying to get to the primary seat. We had this talk yesterday. You got that? Can you hear what that means?
Like you're creating identity for yourself.
Yeah, you're trying to get to that's all we've done our whole life is trying to create an identity. We've just created a golem. Does everybody understand this? Everybody agree? Nobody is one star. Come on, somebody argue with me.
That's a bunch of bullshit, huh?
Bumper sticker.
What?
Make a bumper sticker and get drunk and be somebody.
I think that was on Ronnie's car.
Who? Hey. Ronnie's car.
That was yesterday.
Yeah, no, it was 2 days.
That's what we do. We get drunk on the wine of Ephraim or whatever it is.
All right, the wine of self-seeking. That's the wine of Ephraim. All tables are full of vomit because they got drunk on the wine of Ephraim. And if they're not full of vomit, it's because the human race has the dry heaves. What? That's right. And then they come back the next day. Now they come back the next day and eat the vomit from the previous day.
Oh, that's sick.
What? And you've never done that, of course.
It's an earthy parable.
You've never done that, right?
Right.
You want me to continue? Oh, okay. In the generation of Sodom, they said, let us ignore the mikvah of hospitality to the poor and the wayfarers. Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed because there was homosexuality and they were trying to get gay marriage or something. No, Sodom was destroyed because they didn't meet the needs of the poor around them. They were a gated community. So again, this is the fool's voice is known by the multitude of words. The Egyptians. Who is the Lord that I should hearken unto his voice and let this people go? This is the Pharaoh statement. But who is the Pharaoh? As it says in John's song, the Pharaoh who died look a lot like me. You're the Pharaoh that refuses to let Israel go. Because you've got a multitude of voices and plans to things and do. And until a Pharaoh dies, Israel can't be let loose in you. And it goes on and on. Nebuchadnezzar, who is this God that shall deliver you out of my hand? Belshazzar, they drank wine and prayed and praised the gods of gold and silver. That was in Babylon. That's when the feast that they were celebrating when they saw the finger of God written on the wall, on the wall of their mind. And it's still written on the wall of your mind. Mene, mene, tekel, upharsin. You have been weighed in the balance and found to be eternally lacking. It's not correctable. Can't be fixed. Can't be delivered. And what do you do then? You accept the gift. That's all. Christ in you, the only hope of glory. But every time you try to do something because of his humility, he has to go to the background. He cannot fight your efforts. He cannot, not because he can't, but because of his humility, he will not fight your efforts. So the more you try, the deeper in you're pushing him into the dungeon of your temple. Haman. Now Haman was come into the outer court of the king's house to speak unto the king in order to get him to hang Mordecai in the gallows. Every time you say, every time that your mind says to you that God could not possibly be the author of anything that I don't like, then you are Haman offering up Mordecai, the type of Christ, thinking that you're going to get him hung so that you can take over the rightful place. Oh, but no, you say, no, no, I'm just trying to be a good believer. I'm just trying to follow the Lord. So was a whole generation of all of these people we've just talked. But it was really, they were following their own ego and putting the name of the Lord on it. Now that's enough. Everybody gets the point, right? For a dream cometh through the multitude of business, and a fool's voice is known by the multitude of words. All right. Let me see. Oh, yeah, this is interesting. The wicked are under the control of their heart. Haman said in his heart in Esther 6. Esau said in his heart in Genesis 27. Jeroboam, the evil one, said it in his heart in 1 Kings. But all believers know that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. The righteous have their heart under control. In other words, they've commanded their heart and their soul to be at rest because they know the sacrifice. Hannah spoke unto her heart. David said to his heart. Daniel purposed in his heart. And that's why they are as like in that respect as the Creator, for the Lord said in his heart. And this is why we must cast down imaginations. In every high place, it's exalting itself against the knowledge of God and bringing into captivity every single thought to the obedience of Christ. How do you do that? You see and recognize the vanity of vanity. All is vanity and chasing wind. And the word vanity here in this in Ecclesiastes means empty, futile, purposeless. You maybe see why I keep telling you that every idea, every invention, every plan, since the day of the cross, was an attempt to flee the revelation of Christ. Can you have any more sweet ideas? Can you have any more nice thoughts? Every thought has to stand against it is finished. Every concern for yourself has to stand against you've been perfected by one offering. So that you command your heart or your soul. You say, you have the authority to command your soul to be at rest. Instead of just, oh, I've been dealing with this for 3 months. Why? All right, back to Ecclesiastes. Anybody have any response? Silence is just like saying amen. You understand that?
Silence gives consent.
Hmm?
Silence in English common law gives consent.
Right. And it's far more in spiritual law. That's why, you know, John and I used to talk about how that the ancient synagogues were almost like boxing matches, because you were encouraged to expand on the tale. You were encouraged to channel and challenge everything. So what bullshit do I hear? Oh, I can't challenge Ollie because he's got some voodoo. Well, then you're an idiot. He's got everybody under a spell. Right. Anyhow, finally.
All right. I know you said that the Bible I was using was not a good Bible because it didn't follow. And
no, that's not what I said.
I looked up Mercy's Seat on the internet and was trying to kind of bring myself to understand the point you were getting to. And I've got the gist, I think, of it by looking at some of the other. But not, I guess my question is, where do you find or where do you come up with your interpretations of some of this? And I know that it's not supposed to be interpreted. I've heard you say that, but I'm still trying to get my head around it. I know I'm not supposed to understand. I've heard everything you said, and yet it goes against everything.
Well, there is no private interpretation of Scripture.
But how do you get to where...
There's only the interpretation of Scripture is Jesus. You can never make a mistake by ascribing too much to Christ in the entire Bible, and you will always make a mistake by seeing you anywhere.
Okay.
So that's why Jesus, he opened unto them the scriptures and expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. It's all about him from Genesis to Malachi. It's all types and parables and tropes and patterns and of this one Messiah, the age of Messiah, the desired one of the nations. And the four Gospels are the fulfillment of that prophecy, of those parables, of those types and tropes and patterns. The letters are the expression or lack of it in the people. And then the overriding reality is all the revelation. It's a revelation of Christ.
Where do you get to be able to let go of that need to understand? That's the thing I'm...
I spent 12 years. That's all I did was study. That's all I did. You have to satisfy your own curiosity. That's the only way that it will... Otherwise, if you expect to get it from somebody else, you have to search to see whether these things be true. My only purpose in you, I can never tell you anything. I can't teach you anything. I can only be a witness to something really deep inside that can spark it, maybe. And if that is sparked, you cannot, there's no such thing as then you learning your way into the kingdom of God after that. You have to go through and search out all these things to unlearn everything you thought so that you become and be, you're able to empty yourself. That you, what is it Jesus said? Except you be converted and become as this little child before self-awareness, you can in no wise enter the kingdom of God. But I can't give you that. You have to follow your own hunger, your own need, your own, you have to pull the strings until it's, wow! Or until it's, oh shit. Or until, most of the time, I promise you, when you pull the strings, it's, oh shit.
Yeah.
Because you want, you want to have, you want something in here that allows you to stay alive. So, there's no answer. I'm not going to answer your question. You've got to satisfy your own curiosity. And the only thing I can do is point you in maybe in some directions.
So when you ask if anyone agrees, disagrees, or whatever, I don't either. I don't agree or disagree. I can hear what you're saying.
Well, then you're a child, spiritually.
That's good, though, right?
Then that's the purpose of a child is to find out for themselves. They can't learn anything from anybody else.
No, okay. I'm just saying you asked the question.
It's John's turn.
Holy shit. So that she doesn't waste 12 years. What she was saying is that she...
So you think I wasted 12 years?
No, you're just slow. She said she was looking up words, and so if you're going to look up words, if you use the it does depend on what
a source
you look up the words, because the if you get like a classical Greek or Hebrew secular book, those are pretty good because they have all the synonyms and everything. But there are other books that are slanted towards somebody's theology.
Here's the deal. You have to, you know, that's all I did is study. But the only grace that I had in all that was that I knew that I had to look through the eyes of the cross. I couldn't. So, and it becomes obvious because you go and you see, well, you see Antichrist, right? So what the hell does that mean? And so, if you believe everybody, you know, around all of popular theology, it means some guy over there and across the pond that's going to do all kinds of bad stuff. But when you look at the meaning of the word, it's instead of. And who is the instead of Christ in the temple of God? You are the temple of the living God. Who is the instead of? It's all your present sincerity. Now, you have to find that for yourself. You cannot hear me and tell you and think that I'm telling you to do something. I don't give a crap what you do. I want you to, whatever it is, be fully persuaded that you speak of nothing until it has been wrought in you by Christ Jesus. Now, how does that happen? It's different for each person. With John, we have too many Johns. With John Rutledge, I mean, he was such, in those early years back in the 70s, he was the biggest pain in the ass to me that ever existed. Because he would just stand up he'd just say, that's bullshit, Ollie. Because it violated all the things that he thought, that he had been taught.
I'm going to start saying that again. Just stir things up. You know,
you're free.
Get things moving.
Well, actually, you bring up an interesting point about him saying bullshit all the time. Because I've sat here and thought, when you've said something, you thought, that's bullshit. And then I go, that is not a cognitive argument. And if you're going to have an argument, you better have something other than bullshit.
Why? It was a cognitive argument to John. He's now an elder in the community, and he's the vice president. He wanted to gain that high position. No, you have got to find out for yourself. Then what he did later, then after after he kept interrupting me all the time, is he spent his own time studying to satisfy his own hunger.
I sacrificed my career.
I met him? You want to hear how I met him?
Yeah.
I had a talk show on radio, and he came to the producer hawking an album that he had made.
Marketing.
He was marketing, hawking.
I like hawking.
Prostituting himself over this album. And it was called Trinity, by the way. The album. And it was great songs, so I interviewed him. And then I talked to him about his past drug use, and his parents were listening because he was so proud that he was on the radio.
My mom had all of her friends tuned in.
Right.
I didn't know that. I was telling her things she'd never even known.
And neither did her friends.
Ollie, are you still a spiritual child, or are you in your adolescence? Or
He's retreating to larval stage.
I'm a larva. I'm a larva. No, as I've said so often, the best a human race can be is God's sperm cells.
So. Descended master.
Yeah, right.
Why is that to be sperm cells?
I like that joke.
Well, would you rather use what's used in the scriptures? You're a worm. You're a puff of smoke. Your withered grass. At least sperm cell has some potential. Your locust.
That's why I said larvae stage. Different descriptions of locusts. Must be an egg.
That's what you've done with the salad bar.
Well, there's no male or female in the body of Christ, so.
You're a bisexual.
Well, but here sperm creates one connotation for the male.
Well, but it has to be the sperm cell. That's the best you can be. And whether you like it or not, and whether you're a feminist or not, I don't give a crap. You are the best you can be is a sperm cell that enters the egg of the New Jerusalem. And best you can be after the flesh is a revelation to the rest of us what it means, what it is to be a female and what it is. It's not a matter of feminine rights or other crap or human rights or anything else. But that's the best you can be as a friend of the bridegroom. And you know, I'm not trying to talk anybody into this. I don't care what you believe.
But can you understand, for me, I want to understand what you believe and why you believe it.
Why?
Because that's part of what I'm trying to do is figure it all out.
Well, it has nothing to do with me.
But you have a different slant on things than everywhere else I've ever been or heard. And I want to understand where you got there.
Why?
Because then I can understand.
Why do you come here? Why do you drive all the way from Coppell?
I'm just
because No. There's something that has been said. Let me speak. There's something that has been said that sparks something in you.
Okay.
I don't know when it was. I don't know what it was. It's not my business. But you can't take whatever that spark was, which is just something that you already knew within you, and expect now that you're going to follow me as a teacher. That's crap. Only thing I can ever do is offend you.
And that's fine. I don't want you to be my teacher.
Well, but
I just want to.
Well, but that's what you're asking.
No, I'm asking for your sources. I want to understand how you
spent all these. Go look it up. Well, what are you going to looking up at the internet?
Yeah.
There's no discernment. It's just anybody can put anything they want on the internet.
I don't have the Bibles, all the different versions.
You can actually find all.
I only have two, but
all the
Bible study tools. Here's the one to ask, because he same thing happened. What did he do? You shouldn't ask me. What I did is unimportant. What did John Rutledge do? What did Bloom do? Gary Buckner just found out he was on the mercy seat, so
he's been hanging around. You know, something that helps explain this question, I think, is the concept of the vowel points. You know, because without knowing the essence of which way it goes, you read and take everything to yourself and go off into scriptures looking for understanding or wisdom or something
will
give you a lot.
Well, let's talk about that a minute. For most of recorded history, these holy writings had no spaces. There was no spaces and no vowels. And so it was just a bunch of stuff on a page.
Consonants.
Thank you. Stuff. And it was the worst thing that could be done in the rabbis that I respect, in the mind, to try to make that understandable to the human mind. Because it's not. Even if you could create the perfect language, it can't be apprehended. Because the only way of apprehending it is to be apprehended by it. And the only way that can happen is when you have come to the end of you. So all of your sincere efforts to try to do... I wasn't trying to learn anything. I'm serious, and I've said this for years. I wasn't trying to learn anything. I was trying to prove that what I had seen in that conversion experience was wrong. Because it didn't leave anything for me. I didn't have any right to myself anymore. So I never tried to learn anything. And so all it takes is some integrity. Are you going back and you know, the sour milk thing, you go and you get something out of the refrigerator and you take a glass of milk, you drink it and it's sour and you put it back in the refrigerator, and next day you go back and get the same, put it back. That's what you do when you don't have the integrity to say, I don't want to do that anymore. No matter what it costs me, I'm not going to do this stupid thing anymore. And you already know what those stupid things are. And you're not going to find out by your sincerity. It's not going to work. Your sincerity is, as what I told you the other day, is a menstrual rag, sucking on it. Because all it is trying to enhance you. So you can sound really good to our vast listening audience. Oh, I'm just trying to find out. I'm so sincere. I just want to know how to do this and where to look, and I want to do this. And it's all crap. Because it's by the very words, it's an instrument of self-realization. Hear me. Whatsoever is a gain to Trish is a loss to Christ. And if you can hear that once and for all time, then apprehension can begin. There are three graces, according to the ancients, that are given by God for them to be able to see God. And the problem is, the law says you can't see God and live. So there's these graces are a trick. They're mocking you with stammering lips. With mocking lips, he's speaking to the human race. But the three graces are the grace of Abraham. And there's a whole bunch of tapes down there called Abraham the Perfect Christian. 59 of them, I think, or something like 34 of them or something. They're even advertising the door. And it talks about all the sources and all what blah, 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 blah. But it simply says the grace of Abraham is the, if you want to down to the word, the grace of Abraham is simply, I don't want to do that anymore. And so he just did everything that came to him, everything that was in his path, and he said, I don't want to do that anymore, because he saw what he was doing was vain and fruitless. And it took him 100 years. At the end of that time, he saw the promise. And it cost him his life. And his name changed from Abraham to Abram to Abraham, because it was a name change. The second grace was the grace of Jacob. For 20 years, Jacob didn't use his right name, or 30 years maybe. He always said he was son of. And slowly but surely, he finally met the angel. And they fought all night. And the angel wouldn't let him go until the angel said, tell me your name. And he said, my name is Jacob, the way of the snake. In other words, Jacob said, I am the Antichrist. And he said, no, thou shalt no more be called Jacob, but Israel. And everybody thinks they want the grace of Isaac. It's instant revelation. But it costs you everything at that moment. Everything that you hold dear at that moment in time. Now, read. When Abraham went up to sacrifice Isaac in the mountain, Abraham came back, Isaac didn't. And so those are the three graces, and those three, one of them is dominant in each person. All three are in each person, but one of them is dominant. So I don't know what your grace is, not my business. But I know that in order to do any of this, there has to be a modicum of integrity of not, I don't want to drink sour milk anymore. If you see anything optional, I promise you, if you can show me anything optional in this scripture, I'll throw the whole thing out. This isn't a book of options and decisions. This is a book of what is. Without the blindedness of the I motive. Everything you've talked about is the I motive when you come down to it. Well, I just want to. Well, I just want to. The I motive is what must go. How can the I motive go? It can only go by repentance. You leave you behind. How does that work itself out? I don't know. Read the scriptures and find out how it worked itself out with all these other people. But I promise you this, the I motive is trying to take the upper seat, the best. It's trying to get, instead of the waiting on him. Now, was I nice to you? No.
Huh?
Well,
you're as nice as you could be.
It's a relative scale.
Why? Would you go back to New York?
No, I think he needs to hang around.
He knows me too well.
He needs to hang around.
No, stay, John. We need you. Sit there right beside him.
John, New York Times, right?
What?
Do you have one?
Go get one.
I've had it. Take it, big guy. We're way over, and it's not.
Wait
a minute. We have an announcement about something.
Carrie is going to start putting the leftovers from